Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, beloved. How you doing today? This is Reverend Strawbridge of Fruit of Spirit Christian Ministries. Thank you for tuning in with us today here on First Fruit, our Sunday morning service. And we just thank you. And it's almost resurrection time around the house. You know, any time that, you know, most people enjoy Christmas, most people enjoy those holidays. But I enjoy that, you know, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ got up and he died for our sins and transgression and put on the weight of the world and put it on his shoulders. And we just thank him, and it's getting close to that time that we have observed remembrance of you know, what he went through, the abuse, but what he was ordained to go through from the beginning of the time. It was written that he said that it had to be fulfilled. We are embarking on that time, and it's come around again. Also, look out for us for this week. We're going to do the last seven words, and it's going to be different ministers and pastors that will come in every day, and we'll be preaching on the last seven words. So that's going to be a awesome treat for you listeners and everything. So it'll be also a great privilege to soak in what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, get a more clarification and allow God to be edified in your learning and everything that we do is that we are observing the Word of God, and we're being doers and of the Word, and that's what it's all about, being doers and servers. Amen, amen. Before we get into today's sermon, let's pray. Father God, we just thank you today, Lord God. We thank you for grace and mercy, Lord God. We thank you for your love, your never end, your endless love that's towards us, towards your children, Lord God. Even in a time of wickedness or despair, Lord God, you're always there, always near to show who you are, Lord God, to cover us, Lord God, to keep us from all kinds of harm, hurt, and danger, Lord God. Lord God, that you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God, that you would be with us, Lord God. Lord God, that as long as we did not deny you before man, you would not deny us before the Father in heaven, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your presence, Jesus. We thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for that sweet Trinity, Lord God, brings together. Lord God, as Chris goes, go before you today, Lord God. Take Chris out, Lord God. Lord God, fill me with your spirit, Lord God, and you speak to your people, Lord God. Only to be loud as a porter, Lord God, to you to teach and reach your people, Lord God. And then, Lord God, only the credit I receive is being permissive enough to do your will. Lord God, I thank you. I bless your name this day, Lord God, that the word, your unchangeable, your ever-changeable word will not return to you void, Lord God. It will not fall on deaf ears, Lord God. We thank you. We bless your name this day and forevermore. It's in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Hey, today's sermon is a, man, it's an awesome sermon today. If you didn't know, I work with inmates. I work with prisoners in the state of Georgia, and one thing that I just thank God for is that, you know, one thing we do, we have to look at men as men. We can't look down upon them because they're some have arrived in the prison system, and every man that's in prison isn't guilty. I know that firsthand. And a lot of people, they always claim that they're not guilty. There's some innocent men caught up in the crossfire. I believe that. And so it's always intriguing to hear one's story of how they arrived in prison, how they got there, and everything. But nevertheless, I was speaking to a brother this week, and he was talking about his journey and everything, and he began to share with me, and I said, "Boy, this is some good stuff. This is some good stuff." And we talk and we chat, and he said that I asked him, "How did you end up in here?" And his response to me was, "I'm in here because of my blessing." Now I know, right? That messed me up too. How are you in here, in prison, serving time because of your blessing? He said, I'll allow my blessing to trip me up and to keep me so focused on it versus what got me to it. Now, at this point, I'm sitting there and I'm about jumping up and down because I'm like, wow. That's some good stuff. That's some good stuff. And he said he was a construction worker. He wasn't a drug dealer. He wasn't nobody out there in the street doing something that he had no business doing. He said that he was a construction worker and the construction business was good to him, but he got consumed with the blessing that he forgot about God. How many of you today, have done that? How many of you today been in his position that you're so consumed with the blessing that you have forgotten about what got you there and who gave it to you? And see, that's the whole point of where we at right now in our lives today. Many are so messed up because they have allowed their blessing. Let me tell you also, you can be so churched and run the church because you said you feel like you need to be at church and your house is being neglected. I'm talking about running to the church house in your own home is being neglected. Your kids are being neglected. Everybody that's in your house is being neglected because you so consumed and so concerned about the church house that your house isn't taken care of. How many of us are victims of that? I know I have been a victim of that as well. You so consumed in what you feel is a blessing that you, well, not saying what you feel is a blessing, but because it is a blessing to be a server and a doer of the word. But don't be so consumed that it messes the whole thing up. And so everybody, well, nobody but the devil. No, the devil ain't got nothing to do about you and the time when God has blessed you with something. That has nothing to do with the devil. The devil gonna take it and you run with it since you placed yourself in that situation. But it's on us to realize that, okay, let me get back on track. Let me realize, okay, oh man, this is a blessing. This is a blessing. But let me continue to pray. Let me continue to study. Let me continue to meditate on the dirt, on the word day and night. Let me continue to focus on the things that even got me here. I thank God for the blessing, but let me keep praising Him in the midst of it. Let me keep doing the things that I did to get me here. And what a wonderful scripture that we're going to talk about. It's going to be in St. Luke. We're going to be in Luke chapter 10, 38 through 42. Reading from the New International Version in the Bible. It's the story of Martha and Mary. I'm going to go on and read this because it has great, it ties into this sermon very, very well. And the word is not just coming to convict you. It comes to strengthen you, to help you, to make your walk a lot better. Because we know we're human and we make mistakes, or we get consumed with everything but what we need to be consumed with, and it happens. It happens sometimes, and it's just a tool to get you back on track. This today is a tool to get you back on track, to get you back thinking, and get you back like, wow, you know what? Dang, I can't allow my blessings to get in the way of my service to God. Amen. Amen. Starting at verse 38. Now we're at Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. New International Version. It says, verse 38 says, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparation that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Please tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things. Things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Wow, wow. Let's go back to verse 41. He says, Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things. Verse 42, it says, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Wow, wow, wow. But few things are needed, or indeed only one. Hey, this is not a long drawn out sermon. This is a gut punch from me. It's just a straight gut punch, and it's cut and dry. Here Martha is worried about everything else. Worried about what it looked like. See, that's our problem. A majority of the time, we're so consumed on getting the pastor some water, making sure the pulpit looks good and his water and everything is this what it looks like to the guests. And we worried about all this and all that that's going on, but we never get consumed. We never think about the Holy Spirit being present. Did we? You want to get the pulpit together? Give me some prayer warriors running around there, walking around, praying and praying and just praying and just praying and just thanking God and just worshiping in spirit and in truth, and saturate the pulpit or around the around the premises with the presence of God. Here it is. Martha had the every opportunity, because this one thing, God came, Jesus came to her house. So you had the word in your house. And Mary, she immediately said, okay, let me sit at his feet. Let me sit at, let me eat here. Imagine out of all the things that Jesus done stopped by your house, and you so more concerned about how your house looked to him versus getting into his presence. The blessing has arrived, and you're concerned about, you know, everything else other than the blessing. And so that's when Jesus spoke. He said, Martha, Martha, the Lord answered you. Are you worried? And you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed. He told her a few things are needed. What are you worried about? Few things, and then he breaks it down. He says, "Or indeed, only one." He said that I'm here. This is God. This is Jesus saying, "I'm here. This is the only thing that you need to be concerned about. That I'm here. Get into my presence. Get into everything. Everything else don't matter. I got you. I got you here. I got you. I mean, just get into my presence." Everything else is going to take care of itself. And so we get so consumed about everything else and what it looks like around. And God is saying, I'm here. I'm here. I need you to be more, just get into my presence. Mary had the best solution. She automatically just got into his presence. And she knew and understood that this was more important than washing a pot or making things just the groceries, the laundry, the all those things. See, when Jesus stopped by, you're supposed to have all those things prepared anyway. Why are you waiting till he come to prepare for him to come anyway? You should be always ready. I remember Pastor Jay, Bishop James Harper, my bishop in Atlanta, who ordained me, Bishop James Harper III, he used to say, son, always have one in the pocket. I always have one or two in the pocket. And that means a sermon. You never know when he said that after I'm preaching and if I have an emergency, I need somebody to get up here and I need somebody to be able to, you know, bring it right then. He said, I always keep one in the pocket, one or two, and, you know, and I carry around two or three in my pocket because you never know when it's going to be time. You got to stay on ready. The house should have been already prepared for him. So all you had to do is be in his presence. See, the preparations and all those things should have already been made. But when he steps in, when glory steps in, you get in glory. You don't know when glory is going to leave. So that's when you have to get into glory's presence right then. Amen. Amen. We got to do better, family. We got to do better. She was caught in what it looked like. And Jesus quickly told her, you know, you're concerned about many things, but he said that, but only one is needed, really, and that's me, and that's me being here. And you know, have you ever played a game that Let's say football, for instance. No, you know what? This March Madness is going on right now, and you know the Final Four. Have you ever played basketball and you up by so many points? You up by 20 points. You up by 20 points in the game, and all of a sudden you your 20 points turn into a 35-point lead. So you're up 35 points, and so you've taken your starters out and everything, and you're in the second quarter and you're up by 35 points, but you know the third quarter your lead has been chopped down to 20 points, and then the fourth quarter now you got 6 minutes left and it's been chopped down to 7-point lead. Now you're looking crazy, and now you want to throw your starters back in. Let me tell y'all something. Now we're putting back in our starters, trying to put our foot back on the pedal, when you never, never, never take your feet off the pedal. You never take your feet off the pedal, especially when you have a lead that significant. You never take your feet off the pedal, because let me tell you, Satan never takes a day off. He never takes a playoff. You might have a lead on him and everything, but yet he's still trying to chop away because he wants to win. And the thing about it is you took your starters out. You know, you done watched game film. You done watched who do what and what's their favorite moves and XYZ. And now you're at a point where, okay, I got this. But we get so relaxed. We get so relaxed because we have such a comfortable lead that all of a sudden the lead is chopped down to 7 points. You had a 35-point lead. Now you're down to 7 points. 7-point lead. Therefore, it is imperative that we continue doing the things that got us to the blessing. You got to continue to do what God has called you. Even though we are up 35 points, and that's a blessing to us, right? Never take your eye off the prize. You keep pushing. You keep driving. You keep shooting. You keep doing everything that you did before you got the blessing to get you there, to continue on. And that's going to even make the blessing even greater, because you never forgot what got you to it. Jesus got you to it. Jesus is the reason. That's what got you to the blessing. You cannot say thank you and forget about what got you there. That's your whole energy. That's your whole boost right now. That's what boosts the blessing. Jesus boosts the blessing. But if you take off the boosters, then what you got? You just got a rocket in space. But what about just continue to have a booster, and you can go beyond space? The sky, I say, sky's limit, space beyond space. I mean, it's anywhere you want to go. With the boosters, cannot take the boosters off. You got to keep the boosters on, baby. You got plenty. You got planets to discover. You got other things that you got to do, but you cannot leave. You cannot allow yourself to lose Jesus in the blessing. It's quick to lose your lead when you don't have a boost, and a lot of times, a lot of us don't recover. We don't recover. The lead. Now we got 7 points. Now we're down to 7 points. Now we're down to 1 point. Now they have taken the lead. Now they won the game because we didn't stay on. We didn't keep our feet on the pedal. Guess what? I've been in games and situations that we end up losing because we got so lax in the blessing. We got so lax with the lead. God don't want you to be lax anymore, family. We must absolutely stay humble. We must stay thankful, and we must stay alert. We must not lose focus when we become big-headed. We can't be big-headed, family. We got to remain focused on God's word. We got to remain focused on every lesson that he brings our way. And the blessing The only way the blessing is going to continue to work is we continue to give God glory, saying that God is there. Amen. I see many preachers, I see many people fall because we get so consumed with the blessing that we forget about what got us there, which is Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you today, the Lord God, that your word that you spoke did not fall on deaf ears, Lord God. That it reached and taught your people, Lord God, that it saturated the spirit around them and inside and outside their household, Lord God, that you've done what you've come to do today, Lord God. We just thank you that. We thank you for your presence in this place today. We thank you for your love, your kindness, and your unchanging hands, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. We bless your name this day and forevermore in Jesus' name. Now, family, if you don't have a church home, I'm going to encourage you to go find a church home, not just in the church, a church that is groomed for you, a church that is speaking word, true word that speaks to your soul and your heart, and consult with the Holy Spirit and say, is this for me? Is this place for me? Is this where you call me to be at, Lord, that you really, really understand? Understand the speaker or the preacher, and you feel like this is the home that God has blessed you with. And I encourage you to go and fellowship with the saints. Amen. Go fellowship with the saints. And if you're in Augusta area, hey, this is Fruit of the Spirit. My name is Reverend Christopher Strawbridge. Also, if you want to email me, my email is revstraw@gmail.com. That's revstraw@gmail.com. You know, if you just want personal counseling or you want to join in with the Fruit of the Spirit family, hey, we welcome you into our home and the body of Christ first and foremost. And if you've never been saved and you want to be saved, if you want to be saved, today is your day. Today is your day. Don't wait for tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. If next few minutes is not promised. Leave here. If you're going to leave here, leave with a, I always say leave here with a glass empty than with a glass full or half empty. Because there's so much you want to make sure you do everything that God has called you to do and leave here and say just like you said, it is finished. Amen, amen. So let's go on and say this. If you accept, Lord, just say, Lord, I believe that Jesus is my Lord and Savior, that he died for my sins and my transgressions. He went to hell and God was free from death and hell. And now he has given us the power to choose life and choose it more abundantly. But better yet, he rests and resides on the right hand of the Father. If you believe that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, then guess what? The angels in heaven are rejoicing. And let me, along with them, be the first one to welcome you to the body of Christ. Amen. 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 We thank you today, and we thank you, and we pray for your deliverance. We pray for that God continues to bless you, protect you, to keep you rooted and grounded in his word, to keep you on a way, how you say, on the street called straight. We're going to have some obstacles in our life, but I tell you what, keep chipping away. Just keep Jesus. Just keep Jesus in your life. Just keep the word on your tongue. Just even in the midst of your struggles, in the midst of your mishaps, in the midst of your brokenness, just keep chipping away. Just saying, okay, I messed up here, but I still love Jesus. I messed up there too, but I still love Jesus. I messed up here, but I still love Jesus. And ask Jesus to come in and take everything out. There's not like him. And I guarantee you Things will change. Things will change. Things will change for the better. Amen. Amen. I believe that we've done what God has called us to do today. And we thank you today again. Thank you for tuning in with us. And tune in again tomorrow for Figure Spirit Christian Ministries. We will God is doing some great things here. We just thank him. We just bless his name. Anyway, just had a moment. God bless you. Love you now. Until next time, be blessed. Have a blessed Sunday, y'all. Amen.